A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. This shortened Christmas time and wink in its over Epiphany tide brings us veering straight into ordinary time, headlong into Mark's account of the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. We go from the solemn stillness of his birth to the energy of Jesus in his prime. His teaching astounds and awakens the unclean spirit in a man who calls out to Jesus, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" A snarky challenge shrieked by the unclean spirit that haven't all of us at one time or the other thought the same thing. I am reminded of something that happened here at the monastery chapel close to 20 years ago. We were eating supper in the refectory, our word for dining room, and suddenly we heard a loud, blood-curdling scream coming from the direction of our choir. I and another sister ran out, got to the choir to see what was happening. There was our 70-something Sister Mary Ellen Timothy standing at the choir grill, rosary in hand. She was at her hour of what we call rosary guard, looking through the slats of the grill into the public chapel. All we could see was a silhouette of a woman walking down the aisle and out the open doors. We both asked, "What happened?" Sister shrugged. "That poor lady was angry at God and just had to get it off her chest. I think she feels better now." The other sister and I asked, "Weren't you afraid?" "Nah, I could relate. There are times I feel exactly the same way." Not only did the woman scream, she also tore off the end of the heavy velvet rope across the communion rail. Wow. We've all heard the expression private demons, and some of us are brave enough to acknowledge that we have them. Surely that lady unleashed some of them in our chapel. Are we also brave enough to acknowledge that not only do we have them, but that Jesus has power over them? We have just celebrated the mind-exploding fact that the Word of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, pitched his tent and dwelt among us. That the babe born in a stable in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, is God made man. What has Jesus of Nazareth to do with us? He has everything to do with us because of his incarnation. Let us never, ever forget that. As we begin this new year, let us be reminded that no corridor of our heart is unknown to the Lord Jesus. No anguish, great or small, escapes him. Let our primary New Year's resolution be that we ask him daily to truly know and realize that. Create a clean heart in me. Renew in me a steadfast spirit.